Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on Tuesday, March the 13th, and as I seem to be doing all the time, like I said, just rolling and recording, but I'm telling you, this will not be a habit, I don't think. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the short-sightedness of self-defense technique. Now when I say this, of course I'm generalizing. But with the striking arts, we noticed a lot of times is that there'll be a defense for, let's say, a headlock. And the technique will involve escaping that headlock. Great. And then that's usually where it stops. And I'm thinking, okay, if someone is angry enough or who ambushes you and grabs you in a headlock, once you have broken free of that headlock, they're likely going to keep attacking you because now you've defied their will. And again, anyone who thinks they can just walk up and grab you in a headlock usually has an advantage in size or strength or environment. So I think that martial arts teachers would be well served if they included a certain kind of response in their self-defense technique. And when I say a certain kind of response, I don't mean once you do this, he'll do that, and then you can do this. That's the kind of thinking that unfortunately leaves a lot of striking martial artists unprepared for real self-defense, because there's no such thing as you do this and he's going to do that. Your whole key is to defend yourself from the initial assault and go from there. So when I say appropriate response after the self-defense technique, I'm talking about having drilled and practiced a number of combinations that you'll be able to rip off in an instant, whether it be a back fist, a palm strike, and a front kick, whether it be a knee, an eye jab, and a side kick, whatever it is, your basics, your fundamentals should be enough so that you're able to respond appropriately as the situation dictates. I've said it before, you're going to hear me say it again. The best advice my dad ever gave me in the martial arts world was the situation will dictate what you do. That is a Bobby Thomas original. So for anybody saying that they came up with it, my dad's been saying that for 40 years, as far as I know, probably longer. Anyway, I digress. When I talk about self-defense technique, the one thing I ingrain in my students to the best of my ability is that anyone who attacks you thinks they have an advantage of some kind, and they may very well actually have that advantage. So I encourage them to practice realistically, not just the escape, not just the freeing themselves from said assault or defending themselves against that initial assault. I encourage them to practice a 6, 7, 8, 9 sequence of moves, and I recommend that they not be the same. Like I said, it could be a triple jab and a roundhouse kick. It could be a back knuckle and a headbutt. Whatever it is, I encourage people when they practice their techniques for self-defense to have several reliable techniques that they can depend on so that when they break free and you and this person are staring at each other after that initial assault, that you're able to follow up accordingly. So, the one thing that I always speak about the grappling arts, which I really enjoy, is in most of the self-defense sequences, they have the finisher included. If someone tackles you, they don't just sweep the person from the guard and say, "Yeah, I'm on top now." They usually follow up right away with punches, which lead to a submission hold, whether it be a choke, an arm lock, a leg lock, whatever. And I think that the strikers out there need to really make sure that they are ingraining the idea of a ruthless and final mindset when they're responding to these self-defense techniques. Because, like my friend from Brazil says, better that person's mother cry than yours. If someone puts you in a headlock, escape the headlock and shred them. Absolutely destroy them. Because once people have gone to that level of violence, you're not going to talk them down. You're not going to reason with them. You have to deal with them on the same level that they thought they were going to deal with you. that may be a bit harsh for some folks, but like I said, I'd rather somebody else's mother cry than mine, right? So when you're practicing your self-defense technique, remember, it's not just enough to survive and escape the initial assault. It is your job to put that person down and keep them there as quickly and as efficiently as possible. Please, I'd love for you guys to chime in on this because I'm interested. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.